Welcome to The Short Score, your weekly update of team roping news from across the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, welcome back to The Short Score. I'm sure you all missed me. It's your host, Taylor Vollen. I'm of course just teasing, but really, welcome back to a new year with The Short Score. It's the start of March, so clearly I have wasted quite a bit of time, and so I don't want to waste any more, and I think we should just jump right into it. A few weeks ago, we of course wrapped up one of the biggest winter rodeos in Fort Worth, and the team that came out on top had some relatively newer names, I guess you could say, depending on what part of the country you're from. Corbin Cully and Trent Vaught made quite the statement with their Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo win. They were 5-4 in the clean slate finals to take the win, and they pocketed $24,900 a man in Fort Worth. So quite the big trip. And we are playing a little bit of catch up here on today's episode, and I'm bringing you some of my conversation with Corbin. Hopefully, Corbin, if you hear this, you don't mind. Yeah. Well, congrats on Fort Worth.
Thank you.
That's it. I mean, what kind of confidence does that give you, though, starting the year off with? I mean, you guys won, what, 25,000 out of there?
Yeah, I think maybe a tick over. I don't remember exactly, but it was good. I mean, I've never been in that position, so things sure would help through the rest of the winter and the spring, and then give us a little money in our pockets to go too.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I mean, this is your best start to a year, I think, right? Your best winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, I've never winter rodeoed. I've never went enough in the summer to really get into the winter rodeos. And last year, I went ahead and circuit rodeoed for a while, you know, enough to win a little bit, and kind of got in the top. I think I was in the top 35 for a little while, and just kind of hung around right there, knowing that I wasn't going to go to all the big stuff, but have a chance to maybe stay in and get in some of the buildings. And so now I'm glad I did.
Yeah. Now, why was last year, I guess technically this year, like what made last year be the year to try to get into the winter rodeos? Like why now, I guess?
Well, really beforehand, compared to all like my buddies and stuff, I didn't really necessarily, I mean, I might have roped good enough at times, but I would definitely didn't have the horses or like,
gotcha,
wasn't mental, you know, I was just kind of green, and I knew like, instead of trying to jump in head first, like I went 2 years ago to a handful of rodeos during Cheyenne and stuff, went for like 2 weeks and just kind of got a feel for it. And then I knew after that I liked it. So I was like, I might as well try to make a plan and get some horses and take a real shot at actually getting into the buildings and stuff. And so it kind of just taking it one step at a time, I guess, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Things do definitely have to line up, if I've learned anything in this industry. But well, tell me about Fort Worth. I mean, that's quite the marathon. So walk me through those runs.
Really, we got fortunate as heck on the first couple. I just bought a new horse and I got to practice on him a little bit, took him one jackpot a couple days before our set, did go to the jackpot, kind of had the confidence to go take him over there.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, I just kind of seen a decent start, caught him, turned off, and I don't know if I was just like kind of slow about getting him turned off or just didn't make him hit right, or he kind of checked off and come into me, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And Trent got called out for a crossfire on that one. So
oh,
I was like, we're behind the eight ball now. And so I'm like, well, and there's enough teams that caught in the first round. I think there was only three or four catches. So they all got, you know, whoever caught got money. And then the second round, we turn around and they're like, we were down towards the bottom of the second round.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I'm going to try to go for the round. And he said, all right. And I got a good start and threw pretty fast. And he healed the crap out of him, but then he slipped a leg. Well, then there wasn't any catches hardly. The Miners went 4-2, and I think we were 4-2 with a leg, so 9-2.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, there's a couple teams left. Surely they'll get us. We might get $1,000 out of the rodeo and go home. And then we just really, it just kind of fell our way.
Yeah.
I think Tanner missed, a couple other guys missed, or broke out, or whatever. You know what I mean? Just worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got into the semifinals. Drew a pretty good steer. He kind of checked off and stepped into me. I caught him decently fast because I felt like we were about, I think we're halfway down the list there, and there was maybe one good time and then a couple legs or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he kind of got out of whack in the turn, tracked him a little ways, healed him. We ended up winning second in the semifinals. And then, you know, clean slate. So I was like, well, we're in the middle again. He said, what do you want to do tonight? And I was like, man, I'm just going to keep doing the same thing. If it's fast, like, I'll try to speed it up. Mm-hmm. But it seems like if we let the steers be as straight as possible and, like, try to maybe not – like, I was being aggressive, but it wasn't – it seemed like if I got in a speed jam, it was harder. So I just kind of was trying to see my start, catch, turn them off somewhere in the middle. And then if you can throw fast, even better, you know what I mean? Well, that's mm-hmm. kind of what that one was strong and stepping – dead straight, maybe even a tick right, and it just kind of worked into our favor. I was a tick off barrier, rode up there pretty close, turned him off, he held him second jump, and we're 5-4, and I thought, well, we'll win something, but probably not first. And then same type of deal, it just kind of kept falling our way. So really, we had to have a lot of, you know, good fortune on the situation, good luck, whatever.
Yeah. What do you remember what was going through your head as you're sitting back there watching the last, because there weren't a ton of teams after you guys, was there? I'm trying to remember. But
I'm thinking we were fourth, so there was four after, okay. Or like halfway or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, do you remember what you were thinking as you were watching it play out?
Turned around, and I want to say the next team was Tyler Tryon.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, like, I'm thinking, well, this is about to be 3-5. You know what I mean? Like, this is a no-brainer, you know? So, I'm winning second, you know, but no, he cranked it on one, and it was kind of like same type of deal. A lot of steers were checking off and coming left, and I think it just got a little funky there, and then yeah. I think Levi heals him and loses a feet, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm like, well, maybe, you know, good deal. And then as they keep going the whole time, I'm thinking, like, holy crap, like, we're going to win something good. Win something good. And then the last team has been a really good friend of mine. Always, I spend stay at his house much as Jake Clay. And I was like, well, he's going to go do a great job, you know, run up there, stick, mm-hmm. whatever. And he did. But I think Will either ropes a leg or slips a leg at the end. And I couldn't hardly see that one, but I just seen, like, I'm pretty sure it was Tyler and Brady sitting there in front of me. And they just turned around, and, like, I could see everybody's eyes on me. I was like, oh, I definitely did just win this. You know, I was like, holy crap. That's crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That is something I feel like you're probably never going to forget.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was really cool.
That's awesome. And I didn't even think about the fact, I mean, Fort Worth is a major rodeo to win, but in your first time there, I mean, how special is that?
Yeah, honestly, I've never, I mean, like, as far as the three main buildings rodeos, I've never been to any of them. And mm-hmm. then, I mean, I guess I went to San Angelo and stuff like that, but right. I was just like, this is pretty cool. You know, it's a pretty cool rodeo. And then it's in nice because it's only like an hour and a half from my house. So about 2 hours, honestly, after traffic. But I cruised down there and it was just like, this is pretty sweet rodeo. And then to even win it was even better, you know?
Yeah.
And had my girlfriend, some family around and stuff. Like, it was
that's really awesome. Cool. Yeah. You said you're riding a new horse. Tell me about him.
His name is Pistol. He's 12 this year. He's a guy named J.W. Beck, a good friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
He owned him. So he healed on him. I think he had him as a colt, or pretty young at least. And he healed on him and won, I think he's won the Great Lakes Circuit mm-hmm. two or three times on him healing. And then they started heading on him, you know, a little later on, and he took to it. And then J.W. is originally from Southeast Oklahoma, where I'm from originally.
Gotcha.
But he moved to Iowa and married a girl that's actually, it's really a small world, like, you know, like the Western industry small world type thing. Cause like my girlfriend and his wife's families live 10 miles apart, you know, 10 hours from where we're all from, but we're all, you know, down in the same area. But then anyway, so long story short, I kind of get to know him as going up there and going to some of the Great Lakes Circuit rodeos and stuff like that mm-hmm. and going over practice his house. Well, he let me ride him a few times and I really liked him, and I couldn't really come up with the money for a while. And finally, this winter, I called him after Denver. I said, man, I need a horse. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not. I got some colts, and, like, the one good horse I had, I'd sold, kind of got him tight. And he's like, well, I'll still sell you a pistol or send him down or whatever. So I was like, all right, we made a deal and worked it out. And next thing you know, a week later, I'm at Fort Worth on him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way it went. But he did a really good job with him. He's trained him really good. I mean, he's won head and healing in a lot of different places.
Yeah. That's neat. That's a pretty interesting little story, like you said.
Yeah.
What does the rest of the year look like? I mean, were you planning on rodeoing hard this year, or is this going to change things?
We had talked about it. Me and Trent had talked about it a good bit, like through the kind of after like around circuit finals time. I knew that the one horse I had wasn't really working as well, and I sold my buckskin last year, and so I was kind of like in a spot. And I told him, I said, I'd like to go. You know, we got into some of this stuff, mm-hmm. and it's worth it, but I don't want to put the, you know, wagon in front of the horse or whatever. I want to get things right first. I want to have a good horse and do the jackpots, do all the rodeos, kind of line it all up. And he's like, yeah, yeah. And I think he was, you know, I was struggling there for a while, like through Vegas and like all that stuff. I was having heck. And then finally it seemed like it was turning around, and then we still was talking about it. He's like, well, let's just, last year, really, we went to too many small rodeos early on.
Gotcha.
Like, and I didn't unofficial anything. So next thing you know, it's, you know, there's no point in going, like thinking you're going to go to the Northwest because you don't have enough rodeo. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like all that type of stuff. So I was like, let's just not go. If we go to, you know, the stuff around the house, the Eastern Oklahoma, Western Arkansas stuff, like, or the circuit rodeos, that's just unofficial.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, all right. So we've saved up. I think I've only been to four rodeos now. And we kind of had planned on actually going to the good stuff this year. You know, hopefully maybe get to go. Like, we entered through Jackson, Kissimmee, and Tucson, and then go out there for that, and then probably have a little break, and then Austin, and then on to hopefully California. I've never been to California, so I'm hoping we get to try that on this year.
Well, that's good. Yeah, it sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I would say, yeah, we was kind of planning on it beforehand, and definitely now, I mean, it's probably the best opportunity I've had, you know, best situation I've been in. So as long as I can keep some horses and we keep catching, hopefully we'll keep trying it.
Corbin and Trent, like I said, had a big weekend, or week, I guess I should say, in Fort Worth. Like I said, almost 25 grand a man. And so they did move to number one in the world after their Fort Worth win. But it has been a minute, clearly, and we have some new world standings leaders, at least on the head side, especially because the last two weekends, I would say, were pretty busy. Caleb Driggers now leads the way in the heading with $32,527.09. while Trent actually is still leading on the heel side with $37,918.22. We, of course, just recently crowned our San Antonio champs this weekend, and as you know, Lightning Aguilera and Wyatt Cox took the top spot. They actually tied Caleb and Junior in the finals with a 3.8, but San Antonio is different and crowns their winners off of Money One, so Lightning and Wyatt took the win with $24,218 a man accumulated during their time in San Antonio. That story is in the works, of course, and should be coming to your ears as well soon on the Short Score. We also had the La Fiesta de los Vaqueros, or the Tucson Rodeo, which I say a lot easier than the actual name, this past weekend. Brad Kreitz and Ross Ashford came out on top with a 9-9 on two head for $7,034 a man. And all in all, they had a really nice little trip in the Arizona sun. They won about $12,709 a piece while they're in Tucson. So, like I said, a good trip in Arizona for those two. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of The Short Score. Like I said, we're back with a whole new year, and it's going to be a fun one, I am sure. So thanks again for listening.